Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
But let's start with the IRP stuff. So we talked about it a lot yesterday, Jeffrey, what trying to read between the lines of this timeline that was released. And over at commercialappeal.com, Jason Munns has a story up in which he points out something we collectively as, I think, media yesterday and people in general didn't notice.
I'm going to let you fall on this sword because when we first walked in and you were saying, like, this proves, like, that they're well ahead of me, I did not reach that conclusion, but when you
explained... Well ahead of who?
Like, that you... When you read the timeline, you're like, if you read other timelines... Mm-hmm. It seems like they're further along.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get that impression, but when you laid it out, I was like, fine, I can go along with that. I was not super strong on...
Well, if you look closely at all of the different cases that the IRP is looking at this point...
All six.
Memphis has received its amended notice of allegations. They received theirs at the beginning of July. Louisville received theirs on September 30th. Arizona received theirs a little over a week ago on October 4th. And then Kansas and LSU don't have an amended NOA yet. Okay? A notice of allegations. However, if you look at the NC State case, Jeffrey, NC State got their updated notice of allegations on February 1st. And then if you look at their timeline, they had a hearing, a formal hearing, on August 9th and 10th. And so take note of that. That's about 6 months after receiving their amended notice of allegations, okay?
Does it say on that when they officially closed the investigation?
It does not.
Okay.
It does not.
And obviously, NC State is not an apples-to-apples comparison.
It is not, because they got their initial notice of allegations back in 2019, because their case was originally going through the more traditional route.
The peer review.
Yeah, the Committee on Infractions route.
And for the record out there, for everyone that wants to claim it's taking too long for Memphis, their original case goes back to Dennis Smith.
Yeah. Dennis Smith played for NC State in 2016-17.
Correct. And he's played for three NBA teams.
He's on his fourth.
Fourth.
He's
Sorry,
on his fourth
pardon.
NBA
I beg,
team.
I apologize.
He played three seasons before Wiseman
Correct.
Played those three games for Memphis.
Correct.
But so Munns called up the IRP today and asked, does every case have a formal hearing? He wanted confirmation. Jeffrey, indeed, every case ultimately has a formal hearing. So if you assumed, perhaps like me, that maybe we were nearing the conclusion of the very end of this, there is still one step more at least for Memphis to go through. And if you look at the timeline of the NC State case, there's like the haggling over the procedures of the hearing stage first, and then you get to the hearing. And as we pointed out, NC State's hearing happened August 9th and 10th, 6 months after their amended NOA. And they still have not gotten a final ruling now 2 months later. So that's a total of 8 months that have passed between NC State getting an amended notice of allegations and today, and there's no ruling.
Did we get any clarification of, so back in the Committee of Infractions days, you would have
a set number of days to respond?
Correct.
I'm but not more, sure about that.
More importantly, you had your hearing, and like that was the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the hearing could sometimes go for multiple days or whatnot, but like you got one hearing.
I think that's similar to this,
okay.
Except there's no appeal process
right
now in the IARP. But if we're to take, like, I don't, as you pointed out, the NC State case is different. It was on a faster timeline, and frankly, if you look at their timeline, you know, they're not dragging their feet like Memphis is with asking for extensions and things like that. Which again, I'm not criticizing Memphis at all. I think it's a good stall tactic. Is at this point,
I think there's a clear difference in the sense that NC State is clearly at a point where they want to be done with this, whereas Memphis is, for obvious reasons, they'd like to see it go a little at least through the end of this year.
But so Memphis gets its. Let's say Memphis is on the same similar path as NC State in terms of the time span between what happens when you get your updated or your amended NOA and what NC State's going through. And I think that is a, once again, like, that's an assumption.
That's
like
a leap.
We don't know if, like, ultimately Memphis's timeline in terms of when it has its hearing could go quicker. It could be 4 months instead of 6 months. You know, it could be 3 months. I guess we're already at 3 months. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't necessarily have to follow. We don't, because no one, saying you know exactly when this is going to happen, you know, we don't know when it's going to happen because we haven't had a completed IARP case at this point.
No, and we don't know if every single one of them is going to follow the same length of time,
yes,
the same duration.
But I do think this gives you a little, you know, I think this is some hope that perhaps Memphis can drag its feet enough here to delay this beyond this season potentially. I think it gives you more hope than you had maybe yesterday when you were just looking at the Memphis case.
I can buy that.
You know, like I'm not saying it definitely
now,
means that.
Right. I was going to say the other issue though, the other big takeaway is I think we were all kind of operating under this assumption that, well, if it doesn't happen before the season, like, you know, they're probably not going to want to rule during the season about eligibility and whatnot.
Well, Munns asked for clarification on that as well. So the IARP spokesperson confirmed that a formal hearing is held for each case. And she said, this is Kelly Hoffman, if the hearing is not part of the timeline release Monday, then it hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
So Memphis has not, Memphis, we know for sure, Memphis still has to have a hearing, a formal hearing on this that they haven't had. And if you look at the NC State case, there are some things they can do arguing about the procedures of that hearing that can drag out when you have that hearing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, my first thought on that was, is that perhaps what one of the...
No, because it would have said no. Because
what was the language? I'm just for the clarification.
Operating procedures,
yes.
Operation procedures, or whatever. No, because in the end, if you look at the NC State timeline, there's a clear demarcation. It says hearing phase, you know, like and procedures of hearing phase. Like it separates it, and Memphis's has not been separated in that regard. So they have not gotten to that part yet. But so that's. That's for sure at this point. And we found out today from the IRP, they are going to update these timelines at the beginning of every month from here on out. So we're not going to go 2 years not knowing sort of what stage they're at. Like if Memphis has a hearing between now and November 1st, we'll know.
So this is
around November 1st.
This is a question that kind of popped up in my mind.
Well, and then one other thing before you get to
it's okay. On the same thing, so let me ask it now. I think we all understand when you ask the specifics about a case why both parties can't talk about the case. Are we all in agreement there? Like for the sake of, if you ask specifically about what's in the notice of allegations or, you know, if you're asking something from the NCAA side, I understand not, you know, for the sake of the case, we're not going to talk about the case. Is everyone in agreement there? Like, we can argue about whether or not it's, like...
Well, it's an NCAA bylaw.
Right, but my point is, like, we can understand it. You can maybe disagree with it, but you can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
What doesn't make sense to me is, even if you have, like, a actual, excuse me, court case, you know when the hearing is set. You know when jury, like, I don't understand this unwillingness to answer timeline questions, even from the NCAA side. And I get that maybe the answer would be unsatisfactory or maybe unsatisfying.
Well, I think it's because they can't, if you look at these timelines, I don't know if they can anticipate the sort of, like, because this is a new process, these sort of objections, if you will, that are going to be raised by the schools.
It does not even seem to me, though, like, for instance, if you have, take, you have a product process, like, you're manufacturing some type of product. You know what stage it is in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand, like, they can't even answer what stage Memphis is in. Like, my deal is...
Well, I think they did yesterday. They're at this... It showed you when the last what the last document they're it feels it, if you read that they're kind of going back and forth about details of the case.
Okay, go
ahead. That's what it seems
now,
to me.
You're right. Back to you.
So, Munn's also got an update. If you check out this story at commercialplay.com, that he asked a follow up that this hearing that Memphis still has to have. Could it happen during, like, once we get to the start of the season, is it just not, you know, then do they wait till after the season's over to do it? And in fact, so Hoffman said, formal hearings can and likely will be conducted during the season. Quote, we're sensitive to the concerns that holding a hearing during the playing season can present, but we have to balance that interest with the timely resolution of infraction cases. I think I'm going to be honest. Especially with, like, NC State and Memphis, think we passed timely 2 years, like a year ago at least.
Right, and I understand the notion of you don't want to hold a hearing during the season, and there's uncertainty.
To be honest, the advent of Zoom makes it a little easier.
But, like, my deal is this felt like a new argument to me of, well, you can't hold the thing during the season because what if they start the season? I mean, the Ole Miss case happened, I believe it was the third week of the season. They actually got to the end of the football season. And now, granted, they went 5-7. But had they gone 6-6, it was unclear of whether or not they were bowl eligible. Like, so I don't understand where this argument started. Like, you can understand why they'd be sympathetic for it, but I don't understand, like, why people started viewing this as, like, a concrete thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's... It is an interesting. So that is the caveat that Munn's kind of figured out, that maybe this NC State, how the NC State case is going, I think it gives you a little more hope that Memphis can at the very least push this off till maybe the end, you know, after this season ends. You know what I mean? Maybe. I think you're more hopeful than you were yesterday.
I think that's probably
hopeful. Like, it's not definite. You know, like, ultimately we don't know exactly how quickly or slowly this is going to play out. But I do think if NC State is something of a template, at the very least, I don't know if this is not imminent because they still have to have a formal hearing. Like, at the very least, like, it doesn't feel like this is going to get all wrapped up before the season starts, at the very least. And even that, though, is making an assumption. But, like, ultimately, until Memphis has a formal hearing, there's not going to be a ruling in this.
NC State's hearing was the first week of August, correct?
Yes, I believe it was August 9th and 10th.
So,
and their amended NOA came on February 1st.
I'm more curious about the hearing to hearing the results. So if you went by the old Committee of Infractions timeline, the answer is roughly 90 days after the hearing.
So that'd be about... beginning of next month.
Correct.
Yeah. But I don't know if that... We don't know if that's
again,
the case
we don't know
with
if that,
the
well,
IRP.
And also, even though it said it was supposed to be due by 90 days, there are plenty of examples of it taking longer than 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, like, ultimately, I think everyone in Memphis is thinking the same thing. Just let this team go to the postseason. Like, you know, let this team do what it might be capable of doing, if you know what I mean. You know, like, this team feels like it might be capable of something special, and you don't want something artificial, if you will, holding them back. Like, if the reason they don't make the Final Four is because they, you know, the point guard play stinks or the chemistry stinks or whatever.
Right, you want it to be something that is basketball-related.
You know, and ultimately, like, you want to allow it to play out if you're a Memphis fan. And, you know, if it affects next season, like, I just think it'll feel a lot better if, even if Memphis just, like, maybe they get upset in the second round of the NCAA tournament, and then you find out in May next season, no postseason. Like, I think that's a much better outcome than this team. Obviously, this team not having a chance to even make the postseason.
Well, I think based on what we know now, that's reasonable. Mm-hmm. But I'm also not really...
Who knows who Penny could get next year?
Right. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I made the decision a while ago that I'm done ruling out Penny Hardaway getting more players.
Yeah,
like,
and he usually does his best work late.
Yeah.
You know, he usually does his best work in the spring.
I mean, I would expect that you are correct, but again, I'm not speaking on a definite in that one.
Well, here's what I'd say. If I'm Memphis, the one thing it feels like if you look through these different case files or whatever, the timelines, the only other case where you're seeing the school really drag its, you know, ask for, you know, the head coach asking for multiple extensions and whatever, LSU. And I would recommend to Memphis, like, you made a terrible mistake playing Wiseman in those three games, ultimately. This is the best thing you've done in this case. The way you've effectively dragged your feet for two... Like, you're figuring out minute ways to drag your feet on this case. I would say continue that strategy as, you know, in every possible way you can.
Now, for the sake of argument and fairness, you kind of, like, look at the company you're keeping. I'm just saying, I'm saying this. I don't want to hear more about how is Will Wade still coaching. Like, that's hypocritical. If you're going to use the same side, you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hear any more about that.
Memphis' case is not about the money, Jeffrey. Not about the money. It's not that we're not
well,
in the same.
Yeah, it is. First off, we don't know.
Yeah.
Secondly, I mean, yeah, it is.
And here's what I would say. I bet you that, like, you know, obviously LSU's case, by the way, is
also
a little more complicated because it involves football, too.
Well, let me pull back the curtain. The reason why LSU is dragging through Will Wade's, and also it's not Will Wade. It's counsel.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, it's head coach. Whereas Penny has responded directly to the IRP. Mm-hmm. If you look at the LSU, and for the most part, it's head coach counsel.
Correct.
And in the Kansas case, Bill Self also keeps counsel.
Counsel. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, it is important to note, LSU is very much dragging their feet because currently they have their basketball and football infractions case lumped together. They are trying to desperately to get those. Here's the truth. LSU does not care what happens to Will Wade.
Mm-hmm.
They do care what happens to their football program. Mm. So they don't want major infractions. Like, they want to separate it, and if it happens to the basketball program.
Well, and honestly, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the difference between that case and the Memphis case is ultimately, like, LSU has already done kind of what Memphis wants to. They, like, got that team
Listen, Will Wade was suspended during the SEC tournament because the SEC commissioner didn't want to be on a stage on a photo op handing him the trophy.
But they got, like, they got to see a couple great seasons through. You know, like,
they just got another 5-star last week.
Yeah, and whereas Memphis hasn't gotten that yet, and that's what they're trying to get. And I am not passing judgment on the find every little thing that you can quibble with procedurally strategy. I think that is actually the exact way you should go if you're Memphis.
Right. I agree with you. I'm just saying, don't do this move of.
Oh, you're saying you're serving turkey sandwiches at the hearing? Absolutely not. We need a week to discuss what the lunch should be at the hearing.
First off, it's an Embassy Suites buffet, so there are multiple
Embassy
options.
Embassy Suites? Oh, absolutely not. We're a Marriott school. Sorry. Like, every little thing I'd be quibbling with.
Well, I'm sorry, we're a Hilton organization.
Ugh. We need a week to dissect this and figure out if we can actually go to a Hilton hotel, because we're a Marriott. Do they serve Pepsi there?
Well, first off,
because we're a Pepsi school. Sorry.
Well, first off, we have this bold approach where we can have multiple options.
No, we don't go to Coke affiliated places.
Well,
Jeffrey,
you're willing to support the Mormon faith, Mr. Marriott, so you seem to be pretty open minded. So all of a sudden.
Oh, you're bringing in religion. We need another 2 weeks.
No.
We got to go to the state legislature
technically,
to figure out.
You brought it in.
Yeah. Well, whatever. We got to go to the state legislature to figure out if we can make this a religion thing. You know, like every little thing, I'd be quibbling with.
Correct. And I'm fine with that. Like that to me, like that makes all sense.
Blue pens? No, black pens.
At the hearing. I guess there is a question of at what. Like I think this is also kind of getting left out. There's never going to be a good time for this. You know what I mean?
Well, if it involves a postseason ban, yes, you're right. Ultimately,
right.
You are going, if there's a postseason ban,
like,
that's going to hurt whenever it happens. But because we know what we've got at this point, I feel like it would hurt a lot more right now for this season.
I understand that, and I'm not arguing against it. But my point would be, Penny Hardaway seems to recruit as if there's not a postseason ban, he just recruits like it's not happening. So my deal is, who's to say next summer
he doesn't get three top 10 recruits, right? Or something.
Who's to say this doesn't just happen again?
Or like Amani says he's coming back,
correct? And then
Minot's
you get two more
coming back as a first rounder.
Well, no. Like, let's say Amani's coming back. He's either a national player that you're like. He's coming back.
Yeah, All-American. Preseason All-American.
He was awesome, and he's coming back because he'd rather do this another year than go to the G League or train for the draft. He'd rather do this.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming back. You signed two more top five guys. Like, all of a sudden, here we are again, and I can paint a scenario where it hurts more next year.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's been so long, Jeffrey, since Memphis has had a great, great team like this.
Listen, I agree with you, and I'm not trying to derail this. My point is, I think everyone keeps doing this. They keep having this thought process of, well,
out of sight, out of mind, push it up, push it out down the line.
Right.
We'll worry about it. That's a problem for future Memphis fans,
right,
as you would put it.
Well, again,
but eventually the future is the present.
This is when you have maybe, let's say, a bad gambling weekend. And then you maybe block a certain investment advisor's phone number, and then you go to another investment advisor, and then you're going to get it all back this weekend with him to pay back the other one. Like,
yeah.
At a certain point, like, you have a bill.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I mean, listen, you're trying. It's a bad situation, ultimately, you've put yourself in.
Right. You are having to. That's what I think gets left out is. Yes, there is no great way to navigate this.
No.
There also does seem to be a willful acknowledgement or a willful, like, ignoring of the fact of why they are here.
Yeah. You want to hold this hearing over Zoom?
Yeah.
No. No.
First
Teams.
Off, exactly.
Teams.
Well,
Microsoft Teams.
Skype.
Oh, Skype? We don't even have that program on our laptops. I don't know if we can do this.
What a fumbling of the bag that was, Skype.
Yeah, literally,
it
was right
they
there.
Had, they had it.
What happened?
You had the brand. Like, you could have been, just Google it. Or just Skype it. You know what I mean? Like,
what
we'll Skype
happened?
It.
No, like, when I was in college, well, like, when people went abroad, that was how you communicated.
Excuse me. I did.
Oh.
I had a headset.
Oh,
no,
there you go.
I bought a European cell phone.
But
with a external SIM card.
I just think we've got this is not this doesn't feel like it is imminently ending. This IRP case.
Yes, is good.
Yeah, like I don't know when it's we don't know when it's ending, but it doesn't feel like it's right at the end because there's at least if you judge off the NC State case a. squabbling over the procedures of the hearing period.
Which I will admit, though, it does seem like we are in medias res there.
Yes. Like
in the
maybe,
middle of things
like
there.
November 1st, when they update the timeline,
right.
We could see the beginning of the squabbles. We could see the beginning of the food debate, the drink debate, the pen debate. All of that could be starting by the time we see the next
I
update.
Think what we really need to determine is, what is the period of time we need to determine quickly, like, from the time that the hearing happens to an announcement about the result. Like, we need...
Yeah, we don't know that.
Like, my point
and
is...
If we're to judge off of the NC State case, by the way, June 16th was when they had a resolution of pre-hearing procedural issues issued. And then a month later...
Were there any extensions filed there?
A month later, July 13th, final pre-hearing submission brief submitted. And then a month after that, you had the
hearing.
So you got a good 2 months there of at least that NC State has shown that there's at least 2 months of stalling. And, you know, if I'm Memphis, I'm looking for a way to extend that to 3 just before we get to the hearing.
So I don't, here's what, but based on my math, we need to make it to 5 months from the Final Four.
Well, yeah, we need
because
to.
Here's my math there. It seems like you're going to be able to have a good 60-day final stalling period.
Yes, at least.
I think when you get down to that, you get 60 days to stall. It's one last final stall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then I think
I don't think we should speak in absolutes here, though.
I know, but I'm. First off, I'm mentally we're coming up with a conservative like we're
ballpark time frame maybe.
Like when can we feel comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
We need I think at least 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think conservatively, and again, it could be longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like this is what we need we know we need to have.
Mm-hmm.
I would bank in 3 months from the hearing to the penalty announcement. Because that
we're already past 2 months.
That would jive with typical announcements.
So 5 months. So when is the Final Four?
So that's what I'm saying. I think if you can make it to basically middle of November.
And there's no hearing held.
Correct.
No procedures yet. No squabbling.
We need to know.
April 2nd and 4th is the Final Four in New Orleans this year. And if you go back, March, February, January, December, November.
Yeah.
Beginning of November will be if in the new update on November 1st.
Correct.
There's no like update.
Well, do we know is it going to be November 1? Is it going to be November 10th?
If at the beginning
11th,
of
whatever.
The November update, because again, the IRP said today to the commercial appeal that they are going to provide monthly updates from here on out. If that monthly update next month doesn't have any new sort of stuff, like if Memphis is still in the same place it was today or yesterday when that timeline was released, I think you feel pretty good given what you're seeing in the NC State case.
I've got another reason for optimism.
Mm-hmm.
I think NC State is in a position where they are more wanting to get this over with.
There could be some stall tactics that NC State didn't use that Memphis
They could have left some in the hopper.
Yeah.
Like, they could add a few in the chamber,
mm-hmm.
a few other stall tactics. Again,
mm-hmm.
maybe you decide that this time, like, you want only sugar-free substances. Like,
yes.
Your diet restrictions,
muffins.
Everything. Yes.
Oh, muffins. This is a bagel school.
I think it's probably more of a muffin school, but again, continue.
Or no, probably more like a biscuit school.
Yeah, I would say
it's
that's probably fair.
Biscuit school. You Indianapolis people with your muffins.
There's certainly plenty of gluten down here.
Oh boy, it's gonna be interesting to track all this, the minutia of this IRP case as it crawls like a tortoise towards whatever that finish line is.
I'm pretty unsympathetic to the organization as a whole. I do love though, like in the end, everyone complains about how long it takes, because they never want it to be like we're stalling. We're trying to make this go longer. Like that, I feel like does always get left out of the equation. I did kind of respect, like, this was the most passive aggressive and most NCAA way to like actually put out on paper, hey, it ain't us.
Well, it'll be interesting. Penny Hardaway is going to be on with GP at 4:25.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.